As we know, today is the day in which we commemorate Asara B'Teves, which is one of the four Taniyos Midrabanan in commemoration of the Churban Bayis HaRishon. After the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chachamim were concerned that people would not give enough attention and realize how colossal of a loss it was, and therefore they instituted Asara B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. As part of our observance, as we know, we say extra slichos and shachris in the morning. We also add Avinu Malkeinu both in shachris and in mincha, as well as we read a special Kriyas HaTorah both by shachris and by mincha as well. What I'd like to talk about today for the next few minutes is the other addition that we make to the Shemona Esrei, and that is Aneinu. On a public fast day, we know that we insert Aneinu into our tefillah, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that. So the Chachamim, as we said, instituted this commemoration of Asara B'Teves, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafkuf Samach Vav that as part of the commemoration we're supposed to say Aneinu B'Yom Tzom Taniseinu. That is something that should remind us of how much pain we're in, of how much suffering we're going through, over the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and that is why we fast today. So it was instituted in Shulchan Aruch, it says, based on the Gemara in Tainis, that when the Chazan says Chazaras Hashatz, both in Shachris and in Mincha, he's supposed to say Aneinu in between Goel Yisrael and Rifa'enu. I mistakenly always thought, until this morning actually, that the reason why we insert this tefillah of Aneinu and the bracha ha'ona be'ez tzara, I always just mistakenly thought that the reason why we said it there is because in Re'eva Aneinu we daven for a ge'ula. And after all, the fast days that we observe are really all about the fact that we don't have a ge'ula, that we're commemorating a churban. So that would be a place where it belongs. That's just what I always thought. But I was very mistaken. I saw this morning that the Rishonim have all kinds of other convoluted reasons why we say it in between Re'eva Anyenu and Rifa'enu. It's not really so clear why we do it. Apparently because Re'eva Anyenu and Rifa'enu should be in a different order, and once they're out of order anyway, we may as well throw something else in there, even though it doesn't really belong, the Rishonim say. I don't have a complete understanding of why it's there, but the understanding I had was clearly a mistake. And I thought about it more, because we know that you say Aneinu even when you have a public fast day that has nothing at all to do with the Churban. Let's say we have a community that's going through, God forbid, a terrible tragedy. And the community decides, time for us to have a public day of mourning, a public day of tainus, of tefillah, because we need to do something, we need to do tshuva. So we would say Aneinu on such an occasion as well, even though it has nothing at all to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now you can say all tragedy in the world is because we don't have a geula, maybe. But I don't know that that's the real reason. So the reason I thought was not correct, but the Rishonim try to work hard to understand why does it find its place in the Tfilas Chazaras Hashatz in between Re'eva Anyenu and Rifa'enu. It's not exactly clear. However, in the Tfilas Lachash, in our quiet Shemona Esrei, we know that we recite this Tfilas Anenu in Shomea Tfila, which really makes more sense. That's really where it should belong. We're saying Anenu B'Yom Tzam Taniseinu. Answer us on our day of suffering, on our day of mourning, on the day that we offer extra tefillah. And we say that in Shomea Tefillah, when we talk about Hashem answering our tefillah. So we say, answer us extra, because we are offering extra tefillahs today. Now the Shulchan Aruch clearly states, if a person forgets to say Aneinu, obviously one does not have the obligation to go back. This is not like Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov. This is not like other insertions that we have, not like Mashav Aruach. If one forgets Aneinu in the Shemona Esrei, you do not have to go back and say it. The Kolbo, one of the Rishonim, discusses Aneinu, and he says that Aneinu is comprised, according to the Nusach we have, of 63 words. Now, Svardim have a little bit, Nusach Svard and Svardim certainly have a different Nusach than the Ashkenaz Minhag is, and you're going to have to work out why it is that they have the formulation they have. But the Kolbo writes that Minhag Ashkenaz is to say Aneinu the way we have it in our text, and he says there are 63 words in the paragraph of Aneinu. What is that supposed to be in commemoration of? So he said there happened to be 63 osios in the Parsha by Yaakov Avinu, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo. Says the Kolbo, Yaakov Avinu is nervous about his tragedy that's about to befall him. He's very afraid for his own life, and therefore Yaakov Avinu prostrates himself in tefillah. Says the Kolbo, patterned off of the psukim by Yaakov Avinu, we have decided to make this new paragraph of Aneinu, and we have inserted it on our Yom Tzom Taniseinu, the same way Yaakov Avinu did by his time he expressed himself. And in fact, if you look at the very end of the tefillah that we say, Ha'oneh be'ez tzara, that's the end of Aneinu, that is also patterned off of Yaakov Avinu, who said, Lokel ha'oneh osi b'yom tzarasi. Yaakov Avinu also says the same phrase. So this whole Aneinu tefillah that we offer is really from something having to do with Yaakov Avinu. Now the Rishonim have a discussion, Rashi writes about it, and others When we instituted Anenu should be recited on a public fast day, in which tefillah should it be recited? Now the truth is, we know that in every other area of halacha, or almost every other area of halacha, Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila, a Jewish calendaric date starts the night before. So it is very strange why we don't begin to fast from the night before. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a whole explanation why that is so. But really, technically, the fast really does begin the night before. We happen to eat the night before, and we shower, and we do everything else the night before. But we assume that the fast really officially begins. Asar B'Tevis already began last night. And therefore, Rashi is of the opinion that if this is considered a public day of mourning, a public day of fasting, we should already recite Anenu at Ma'ariv last night, even though no one's fasting. Everybody just ate dinner. We roll out of our homes from dinner. We go and eat Ma'ariv, and we go and we daven Ma'ariv. How can you say Anenu when you just ate a meal? You're not fasting at all. But still, Rashi says, this is Biyom Tzom Tanisenu. After all, this is Asar B'Teves. This is the very important day on the Jewish calendar, day in which Yerushalayim was destroyed, day in which Tisha B'Av took place, whatever it might be. And therefore, he says, we should already say Anenu on the night before, because this, after all, is Yom Tzom Taniseinu. That is not the general opinion, that is not the minhag that we generally follow. And Rashi's opinion has not been accepted. There are some communities in Sfarad that do that, but most communities, both Ashkenazic and Sfarad, most communities have the practice that they only say Anenu during the daytime. But here, once again, we differentiate. We distinguish between saying Anenu by Shachris and saying Anenu by Mincha. So why is it that an individual does not say Anenu by Shachris, but an individual only says it by Mincha? Why do we find that discrepancy? So the Rama explains the reason why is because we say Anenu Hashem b'yom tzom tanisenu ki b'tzara gedola anachnu. I'm fasting and I'm doing all these kinds of things in commemoration of the fact that there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash. So he says, by Shachris, you don't know how you're going to feel later on during the day. Could be you're not going to be feeling well. You're going to have to break your fast. And therefore he says, Nira kimishakar bidvarav. It will turn out that you said something that wasn't 100% true in the morning. By Shachris, you said, oh, beyond some time he's saying, and when later on it turns out you didn't really fast. And therefore you can't take that risk. Don't say Anenu by Shachris. So why does the Chazan say it by Shachris? Answer is because the Chazan is saying on behalf of the community. We assume that throughout the community, somebody's going to make it through, and we are going to have some sort of commemoration of Asar B'Teves. So we can rest assured that the Chazan is able to say Anenu even in Shachris, but as individuals, we don't risk it, we don't say it by Shachris, we only say it by Mincha. By Mincha, however, we assume, once you've made it this far, and the Tainus is going to be over at 5 o'clock, so we assume that you're not really going to run into an issue this late in the day, you're not really going to have to break your fast at this point, and therefore we assume that people are allowed to say Anenu individually by Mincha as well, because we don't have to be concerned that maybe Nirakim is Shakar Bidvar. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes that the only time we say Anenu in Chazaras HaShatz is when we have a minion of people in the room who are fasting. However, the later Achronim have rejected that, and they said the Shulchan Aruch was talking about a different kind of fast. But when we're talking about a public day of mourning that the Chachamim instituted, like Asar B'Teves, Tisha B'Av, or any of the other four Taniyos Midrabanan, in that case, the Achronim assume if you have six people in the room who are fasting, that is already sufficient. That means it's a public fast day, and we are observing the fast day the way we should, and therefore we would say it. Every once in a while, you have a Chazun that davens for the Yamud, who forgets about the fact that they have to say Anenu, it could happen, and people are screaming out loud, and not always does the Chazan hear the people screaming, so he just goes ahead. So what happens when you have a Chazan who forgets to say Anenu right after reciting Re'eva Anenu? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah explains that, if he didn't yet say Hashem's name of Rifa'enu, which is the next bracha, so then you should go back and say Anenu. What if you already said Hashem's name, which probably would be the case, by the time people get the chance to go over and correct the Chazan, it could be you already said it. So then he writes that the Chazan should say it the same way an individual says it in Shomea Tfila. You should add it into the paragraph of Shomea Tfila, and that's the way it should be done. What if you pass Shomea Tfila, and by the time somebody had a chance to look up what the halacha is, you finally get to the Chazan after he's up to Shomea Tfila already? So then he says that the Chazan should say it after he finishes Hamavarach Hasam Yisrael B'Shalom, before he says Yiyu L'Ratzon, then he should insert it there without the Chasima, he says, without saying the Ha'ona Be'ez Sar, which is the Bracha. He should just add it in as a extra special Bakasha, an extra special Tfila. And as we mentioned, if a Yachid forgets Anenu, there is no reason to go back and repeat the Shemona Esrei, because Anenu was just meant to be a special extra Tfila, a special insertion, but it's not something that is Ma'akev in the tefillah at all. Now, quite often throughout the course of a communal fast day, a rabbi or someone else will get a question that somebody mistakenly had something to eat, forgot it was a fast day. I got the question once from a caterer who was catering a bris at night, and he was making all the food during the day. He wanted to taste it to make sure that it was all the way he wanted it to be, and he forgot about the fact that it was a fast. So there are two questions that present themselves when a person mistakenly eats on a fast. One is, should I continue to fast? Once I broke it already, is it over? And number two, what about reciting Aneinu by Mincha if I've already broken my fast? So question number one, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches, just because a person made a mistake and ate does not mean you should continue to eat. It means you should stop eating right now, and then you continue the fast day the way you were observing it the whole day. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, do I have to continue the fast and have a makeup date a few weeks later? Because on the one hand, it's a communal day of fasting, so I have to continue the fast. On the other hand, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So right to Mishnah Berurah, doesn't really make sense. If Asara B'Teves is commemorating something that happened today, how can we go 3 weeks from now and make a makeup date for the person who made a mistake? It doesn't really have any meaning, any significance. So generally, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better if you learn a little bit more than you normally would have learned. You give a little bit more tzedakah, that's enough to be mechaper for the mistake that you made on Asara B'Teves. So that's with regard to person who breaks the fast, we say you should continue to fast. Now what about a person who breaks the fast and now wants to know whether or not they should recite Aneinu in the Shemona Esrei? So here we have three categories. Category number one is somebody who simply is not well and is not going to fast. So certainly over there the Shulchan Aruch says somebody who is not fasting for whatever reason should not be reciting Aneinu in the davening. That's off the bat, there's no question. Second question you have to ask is, what about someone who made a mistake and caught themselves? So there the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you eat less than a shir or you drink less than a malo lugma, if you just happen to taste something, then you realize right away and you stop. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, that's still considered as if you're fasting. You haven't really broken it at all, and you can still consider yourself one who is able to say, Aneinu biyom tzom tani seinu, I'm still fasting. I let a peanut go into my mouth, I let something go into my throat. That's not enough to say that it's no longer called yom tzom tani seinu, and therefore you would go ahead and say Aneinu like everybody else. However, he says if you ate more than that, or, for that matter, the Achronim say, what if somebody knows that they plan to eat later on? Let's say, it's not so prevalent now by Asar B'Teves, the fast is over at 5 o'clock already, but let's say Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a long afternoon. You daven at the 1 o'clock mincha, and you know, I'm not going to be healthy enough by the time 5 o'clock rolls around. I'm going to have to eat by that time. Let's say a person knows before, from the outset. So then, write the Achronim, in that case, you should not recite Aneinu either. If you have in mind that you're going to be eating later, then you cannot say biyom tzom tani seinu. What about that person who eats? Are they able to serve as the shliach tzibur? So says the Shulchan Aruch that if a person is eating because they're not well enough to fast, it doesn't make sense for them to serve as the shliach tzibur either. And he says it also doesn't make sense for them to get an aliyah during the special Kriyas HaTorah that we do for a public fast day. I would point out that it's never worthy of us humiliating people if somebody gets the aliyah and they call them up and it happens to be, you know, somebody in the audience knows they're not fasting and knows the halacha. I wouldn't say that we should knock them down from getting the aliyah, but if a gabe is a responsible one, so the Mechaber writes that you should try to choose people who are fasting to be the ones to get the aliyah on a public fast day. Let's just make a few insights on the paragraph of Aneinu itself and then we'll go into Mincha. Number one, we start off by saying Aneinu Hashem Aneinu biyom tzom taniseinu. What's the difference between a tzom and a tainus? Isn't that the same thing? Why do we repeat ourselves and say biyom tzom tani seinu? So the Rishonim are bothered by that, and one of the Talmidei HaRamban writes that the answer is there's a difference. A tzom is something in which we have instituted a commemoration for a tragedy that happened in the past. A tainus is something that we have for something that we're afraid of in the future. Let's say somebody's having a major surgery, somebody is really not well, and because we're concerned about the future of that person, so we all as a family, we decide we're going to have a family fast day tomorrow in order that the person should have a schus for refuah shleima. In a case like that, we would call that a tainus. In a case like Asara B'Teves, where we're referring to something that happened generations ago, that is referred to as a tzom, and therefore he writes, that is why when they wrote this paragraph, they considered it to be two different categories. A tzom and a tainus are not considered to be the same thing. We say in the middle of Aneinu, and with this we'll close for Mincha, Al Teifin El Rishenu V'Al Taster Panecha Mimenu. We ask Hashem, don't look at our terrible averus, and don't turn your face away from us. So the Achronim are bothered. What is the difference between those two sentences? Al Teifin Al Rishenu, don't look at our horrible things. Val Taster Panecha Mimenu. So they say that it means two different things as well. We find in Chumash that there are two ways in which the Ribono Shel Olam expresses his disappointment or his anger, so to speak, at the Jewish people. There are times when the Torah tells us when God is angry at us and he says, "Vani eten es panai ba'ishahu v'ichrati oso." You know, like when the teacher stares you down, you know they're angry at you. You know something happened. That's one way the Ribono Shel Olam sometimes will stare you down and will look carefully at what you're doing. That's one way of punishing a person, that he looks carefully into everything that you're doing. Tell them to wait for us for a minute, please. The second way that the Ribono Shel Olam can be disappointed or angry at us is when the Pasuk says, "V'histarti panai mehem," I will turn my face away from them. So there are two different ways in which the Ribono Shel Olam can express his disappointment. Sometimes it is that he specifically looks at our averus and he says, "Let me study, let me look carefully how you've been acting." There are other times when he says, "You know, I'm so disgusted, I'm so angry, I'm purposely going to turn my face away. V'histarti panai mehem," you're going to have a hester upon him. You're not going to be able to see the presence of the Shechina and have the understanding of how beloved you are in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what we mean in our tefillah when we say, number one, Al Tefen Al Rishenu. Don't look too carefully into our deeds because you know that we are unworthy. You know that if you're going to start looking carefully, the Jewish people have no leg to stand on. And number two, we say, Al Taster Panecha Mimenu. Don't choose the other way of showing your disappointment. Don't turn your face away from us either. Have the relationship with us and let us see, let us understand, let us appreciate how beloved we are and how lucky we are to have this loving relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam himself.